Now we'll talk a little about attachment. There's the five poisons: ignorance, attachment, aversion, arrogance, and pride. Generally, as a result of our ignorance, attachment arises. What do we mean by ignorance? Our misunderstanding, that we don't realize or we don't know the way things really are. We don't realize the illusory nature of things or the dreamlike nature of things. And due to this, we attach or we grasp. And this attachment and grasping is very, very sneaky. It's very difficult to pick up. We think that we have to hold on to things, to grasp onto things, to be happy. However, in reality, what it does is it creates problems and unhappiness for us as a result of our grasping or our attachment. Anger arises, jealousy arises, and arrogance arises. And these afflictive emotions create suffering. What are we generally attached to? Material concerns, material objects, and also our concepts. And really, this is the most difficult to transform and let go of, are these mental concepts, these mental ideas that we attach to, these habits that we grasp onto. With respect to objects, maybe we possess something and we'll protect it. And in the process of protecting it, we might be suspicious of other people, we might doubt other people, think that they're going to steal this or take this. Some people will even protect their objects to the extent that they'll even lose their life for their objects. And it brings about all sorts of anxiety and worry that they might lose these objects. So it brings suffering in this way. In our relationships, how often do we love unconditionally? It's really not easy, this. Our love often has got so many conditions. How often have we suffered because of a relationship? How often have we cried or been upset or being angry? Shows why? Because we have attachment. Similarly for friends. If you call certain people your friends, then there's a good chance you're going to be calling other people enemies. So you see, as a result of attachment, you hold on to these people and this idea, and then you reject others. And this causes suffering as well. Rather, just love everybody. Have kindness towards everybody. And love them and have kindness unconditionally. And then ideas. This is my idea. Somebody stole my idea. We get all upset. We have an idea that this is how things should be. And because of that attachment of how we feel that things should be, and it isn't the way we want it to be, suffering arises. In reality, it's not the objects, it's not the external world that causes us the suffering. What really causes us the suffering is our attitude towards those objects or those concepts. There was one young man that went to Buddha and asked for some advice on the teachings. And Buddha said to him, "Do you have a son?" And the young man said, "Yes, I have a son." And he said, "Do you love that son very dearly?" He says, "Yes, I love him very, very dearly." And he said, "Well, in your village, does anybody else have a son?" And he said, "Yes, there's quite a few people with sons as well." And Buddha said, "Well, do you love their sons as much as you love your own son?" And he answered, "No, I don't. I love my son more." And he said, "Well, in another village, is there anybody there that has a son?" And he said, "Yes, there's lots of people that have sons." And Buddha said, "Well, do you love those sons or those boys?" And he said, "No, actually I don't. I don't even know them." And Buddha said, "Well, if one of those boys in the other village, something hurts them or if they had to die, would you be upset?" And he said, "No, I suppose I wouldn't because I don't really know them." And Buddha said, "Well, in your village, if one of the boys died over there, somebody else's son, would you be upset?" He said, "Well, if I knew them, maybe I'd be a little bit upset." He said, "And your son, if something happens to your son, would you be upset?" And he said, yes, I think I would be devastated. It might be like the end of the world for me. And Buddha used this example to demonstrate attachment to this young man. The suffering that results from the grasping as mine. In fact, all these material objects, we can enjoy them, we can appreciate them without having attachment to them. If we lose something we really appreciate, there's already suffering. And then we go and add on all of the afflictive emotions on top of that. Then all we do is add on all sorts of extra additional suffering. And these negative emotions might perpetuate or continue for a long time. For instance, somebody may break something of ours or maybe even steal something from of ours. And as a result, we get very angry, we feel very hurt, we want revenge. We wish that they lose everything that they have as well, or that they have things stolen from them, or maybe we hurt them. And as a result of those negative actions, maybe we create more enemies. And even if we don't, as long as we're harboring those negative emotions towards the other people, we in fact are creating suffering for ourselves. We don't feel comfortable. We don't feel happy. We don't realize or enjoy the many great things around us that we may be so grateful for, or that we can appreciate or cherish. And so let go of this attachment. Letting go doesn't mean that you have to get rid of the object and give everything away. It just means let go of the attachment. Let go of that attitude of attachment in your mind. And attachment also is like drinking salt water. The more you drink, the thirstier you get. What happens? People desire something, and then they get it, and then they want some more. How often have you seen wealthy people? They have money, however, it's not enough. They want some more. When is it ever enough? They're not able to satisfy that desire. And sometimes, what type of negative deeds or actions do they enter into in order to accumulate that wealth? What is destroying our planet? People's greed, people's attachment, people's desire. Sometimes we might be unhappy about something or hurt about something. All we have to do is let go of that thought of hurt or let go of that idea of being unhappy. And then it's the end. We're no longer unhappy or hurt. However, we're either not able to let go of that thought, or we don't want to let go of that thought. And as a result, what happens? Because we are attached to the idea, the concept, we suffer. And hence we often hear the saying, letting go is liberation. Moment by moment, let go of those negative and afflictive thoughts and those judgments and discriminations. There's a story of a man that has this beautiful vase, and he really likes it. And every day he comes and he looks at it and he feels very happy, and everybody around him knows and sees that he really likes this vase, and it brings him a lot of happiness. And one day he decides to go on a trip, and he leaves home. He's going away for a week. When he leaves, somebody decides to clean. What do they do when they're cleaning? Lo and behold, they bump the vase and it smashes to pieces. And they're really concerned. They know that this man, when he comes home, he loves his vase so much. What are they going to tell him? He's probably going to be very, very upset. And a week later, when he came home, this person that broke the vase ran out to meet him and say, hello, how are you? Greeted them, made some delicious tea and some cakes. The man's thinking, wow, I don't usually get such a nice invitation or welcoming when I come home. Something's not quite right here. And this person that broke the vase says, better to say it as soon as possible. I have to apologize. What happened is I broke your favorite vase. I'm really sorry. I hope you're not devastated. And this man started to laugh. And the other person that broke the vase was a little bit confused and said, why are you laughing? Your favorite vase has been shattered, and I broke it. And the man said, I bought the vase for happiness, not for suffering. He appreciated his vase, but he also knew that one day it might get lost, it might get broken, something might happen to it. And he didn't have that attachment to it, but he did really appreciate it.